doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We'll do a little gardening talk today, landscaping talk. If you've got some problems, questions, want to report a good thing that you've stumbled into, all that is fine, and we're open for business. Telephone line is the same across the country. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We'll start with our SPCA report and then get to some other things, talk about my tea. I was on with Bob, as usual, on Saturday yesterday, and several of his listeners had inquired about the telephone number to get more information and maybe set up a consultation on the stem cell therapy. So I'll give you that. I'll talk more about it at the beginning of the second hour. But if you want information and set up this free consultation to learn even more, the telephone number is 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. My knee therapy is pretty incredible. I played golf a couple of days ago. I may play today and I may not. Too hot out there. Plus the British Open, the Open Championships going on, and our boy Jordan, three shots in the lead. I like Kuchar too. It looks like it may come down to a two-man duel there, so looking forward to seeing that play out. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. You can go there anytime for answers. It's pretty deep. There's a lot of information there. The library has everything in alphabetical order, whether it's a plant or an insect or a disease or whatever you're looking for. And if something is not there, let us know and we'll get it there. We're adding to it on a daily basis, literally. That's the place where you can find out about signing up for the free newsletter that we do. It's available to everyone. We have an awful lot of people already there. It's weekly. It's electronic. It's not a paper newsletter, but it comes goes out usually toward the end of the week. It depends. This week it went out late because I created a problem for myself. I decided to do something that took a long time. I decided to cover the trees in the United States that I feel are the best ones to consider, not just the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but across the country. And obviously that's a big project, and it's work in progress still, but it's already in pretty good shape. We did a little quick blurb about all the trees that I wanted to put in the list as a starting point. And they're linked, they're all linked to additional information, more detailed information about the trees, oaks. Once I get this in pretty good shape, and you'll see when you go to it, some of the links will go to entries where I don't have very good photographs of the trees yet, some not any, and we're adding to that. In fact, I took some really nice pictures yesterday of English oaks. That's one of the oaks that's in this newsletter that may surprise people how adaptable it is to various parts of the United States. Comes from Europe, comes from three different countries, actually, and it's growing right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Fort Worth, Texas. The shots I took yesterday were there at the Botanical Gardens in Fort Worth. We were speaking over with the city of Fort Worth's project, a lot of growers. I'll tell you more about that as we get into the show. They had this was the fourth year of an annual event over there, and we spoke, and there were some interesting other attendees there that weren't necessarily into exactly what I was talking about, but a lot of people were, and met some new friends and had a good time over there. but I snuck off in between two periods of time we were doing a little book signing. I snuck off over to see the English Oaks. I hadn't seen those English Oaks for a while, and they're doing great, especially considering they're too deep in the ground. They need to have their bases exposed, and they would be doing even better, but they're doing very nice, and I'll have some photographs up on the entry there, some new photographs for you pretty soon. And it's just one of many in this newsletter that I did that kind of new that you may want to consider trying here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Those of you around the country might as well. And we've put the zones and where all these different trees can grow. And, of course, some of them can grow pretty much anywhere in the country with a few exceptions. So, anyway, if you don't get the newsletter currently, just go to the archives. It'll show up as the most recent of the newsletters. And then if you fill out the simple little form that's there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, you'll get them every week. I will, once I get my breath and get this one on oaks completely finished, or as finished as it's going to get, I'll look at doing a similar one on maples and on ash and other categories, probably one just in general that'll cover a lot of the different genera of trees. But it's kind of a fun thing to do. As you know, if you've listened to my show any, we concentrate on the trees a lot. But we'll talk about any kind of plant that you want to discuss today. My tea is one that kind of developed as a new idea a few weeks ago, and I've gotten hung on it. It's lemon, lime, apple cider vinegar, molasses, nice natural molasses, of course, fennel, and bay. I didn't have a lot of fennel left. I'm a little cavalier about letting the caterpillars get certain of my plants, and the fennel is one that some of the swallowtails really like. About half of the fennel was gone. I didn't even see the caterpillars out there. But anyway, it has bronze fennel in it and also one bay leaf, a little bit different. And I haven't even opened it and tried it this morning yet. I'll do that at this first break. I was getting everything else going. The SPCA report, I don't like. And the reason is we've got a bunch of dogs that we haven't helped yet. Doug, Canelo, Estella, and Momo are dogs we've talked about in past shows. I think those are all pit bull mixes, but some of them, they were all good looking. Some of them really sound good, and none of them have gotten permanent homes yet. Those are, I think there's a combination. Some of them are in the Dallas SPCA. They may all be now. Maybe one or two came from McKinney originally, but the McKinney SPCA, the Dallas SPCA, if you live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where these dogs are that we're trying to help. This week's dog is Leroy, and Leroy is a good-looking dude, a black and white border collie mix, about 87 pounds, pretty good size, but really pretty. Coat. They say he's very gentle, really sweet, and loves to go on walks on a leash. You're already used to that. He rides very well in the car, and sometimes that's important. Our little dog, Tater, he just goes into, you think he's going to die. He shakes so bad. He's so scared of going for a ride in the car. So Leroy's a little different than that. Now, he's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center here in the Dallas area. Wherever you are in the country, support your local rescue organizations. Great place to get dogs and cats and, I don't know, maybe sometimes other pets as well. One of the things that I did that I promised to do, and it took me several weeks to do it, one of the listeners, I forgot from where, asked me to look into a doctor by the name of Stephen Gundry. And I got his book, guys, latest one, it's The Plant Paradox, and I'll cover some of the things. I haven't read it. I've skimmed it, and made a few notations in there, and I'll go over that with you a little bit. It's a surprising book. Judy hasn't even seen it yet. I think it's one that she's going to be interested in. It's along the lines of diet issues that we talk about. But this one's really different. There's some different suggestions in it that kind of got my attention. We'll talk about that as we go. And let's see. Oh, also on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, the information is there about the Organic Club of America. By the way, the SPCA report, and they were there with us yesterday, the SPOMA products, which are available all across the country, wonderful line of organic products, dry fertilizers and soil amendments and liquid products. And if you haven't tried them, give them a shot. SPOMA, ESPOMA, the Garden Tone and various tone products that they have are just terrific. Go to espoma.com for more information. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
All the experts agree that regen medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, your personal health and longevity. So before you operate, before you medicate, why not regenerate? Book your free consultation now. Mention Wildflower or the Dirt Doctor Show and get a free consult that's a $200 value free. Call us today at 800-509-4070.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating.
Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I'm going to cover some things in this book, this Gundry book for you, because it's really some interesting stuff to think about. Some of you are going to be really surprised about some of this, and then we'll read it in more detail. And those of you that have the book and have any comments or want to get it, it's called The Plant Paradox: The Hidden Danger in Healthy Foods cause Disease and Weight Gain. And this guy's an MD, and he didn't believe, it's kind of like the MD we're working with in Florida on the stem cell. He didn't believe in the stem cell therapy stuff at first at all, and now he's the biggest proponent probably in the country. And I think this doctor was the same way, thinking that he was healthy, exercising properly, and eating, you know, a lot of different things in a well-balanced, well-rounded diet. And he now thinks something totally different. What he says that probably won't surprise you, the foods that he recommends, this is a list in the book that kind of caught my eye. And a lot of it is the things that we recommend. I was delighted to see he's got coconut oil in here. I was really, I wasn't surprised, but I was very disappointed to see the report that came out a few weeks ago or maybe months ago that some of the big health organizations, I already knew the American Heart Association, the cancer people, and different big organizations were opposed to coconut oil. And they're just absolutely wrong. The papers, the local papers, and everybody jumped on it. And it was in the news a lot lately that you shouldn't eat coconut oil because of high saturated fats. Well, he's got it, you know, very high on the list of something that you should eat, along with avocado oil, walnut oil, several others that I haven't tried. So I want to learn more about that. He's the flours he's recommending, coconut and almond and hazelnut, are in that arrowroot or in that group. But the ones that he talks about that catch your attention the most are not the things to eat, which he covers, you know, really well, but the things that he says not to eat that contain lectin, that's his big hot button are foods that contain lectin. And he's saying not to eat pasta, rice, potatoes, potato chips, milk, bread, pastry, flour, crackers, and cookies, cereal, sugars, and all that. You're going to hear that out of a lot of people. You know, a lot of recommended diets and the health people that we deal with, and you've heard me talk about it a lot, will say same thing about staying away from that. And then the vegetables, soy and tofu and soy protein, stay away from. But here's where it gets really interesting. In the vegetable category, he says to avoid peas, sugar snap peas, legumes, green beans, chickpeas, including hummus, which we eat a ton of, pea protein, all beans, including sprouts, all lentils. He's got the beans, and that's what, you know, hit me upside the head really hard about this book, is that he really lambasts beans in general. Part of it, and I've got to read more detail in the book, get all the details, of course, and if you're interested, you should too. But he says that beans are just not like they used to be, kind of like corn, you know, corn, what it used to be and what it is today with the GMOs and all of the things that have gone on have created a completely different food. And he's also warning you about eating things like grass-fed meats and things like that. But don't get me wrong, he's not opposed to grass-fed meats. He's opposed to or organic meats. He's opposed to them if they've had any of their diet with corn or grains, the things that he wants you to not eat, you know, directly. But he makes a big point out of the fact that certain meats that you eat, you're indirectly eating those grains as well. But anyway, fascinating book. And I may give it a shot and see, because I could change my diet tremendously by simply stopping the eating of beans, you know, and related kind of things. And since he's got that as kind of the number one item on his list, may give it a shot. If you got any more comments about that, if you've read it, some of the listeners already knew about it and recommended it to me. It's called The Plant Paradox. The Plant Paradox by Dr., MD Dr., Stephen R. Gundry, G-U-N-D-R. Why? Kind of some unusual things that he recommends that you don't eat. The ones that he recommends that you do eat are not a big surprise, but his don't eat list, it's something new. Well, got people starting to call in. We'll go to the phones when we come back. I've got a few more things to work in. I have tried my tea this morning, and as I thought, it's good. Lemon, lime juice, apple cider vinegar, quite a bit of it in there. Molasses, a good organic molasses, local molasses. Bronze fennel and bay. Telephone number to be with me here. Jump on board here at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, the birds beat me back in. Let's go talk to, we got open lines too if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. We start with James in Dallas this morning. Hi, James. James, you there?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I had asked some questions about fleas and bed bugs and et cetera as far as a spray. I see that you always mention orange oil versus what is your opinion, orange oil versus cedarwood oil?
They're both good. Probably orange oil is more of a killing product as far as insect control than the cedar. I guess if the cedar's concentrated enough, it could kill. But we use cedar flakes and liquid cedar and even cedar shredded cedar mulch more as a repellent from the fragrance than a killing thing. But I guess if it was strong enough, it would kill and be fine. The fragrance of either one is very pleasant.
So your preference would be orange oil over cedarwood oil for fleas, ticks, etc.?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do. For fleas, my preferred remedy is beneficial nematodes. They'll wipe fleas out, and they do a real good job on ticks as well. If you're looking to spray and kill something, whether it's bed bugs or roaches or whatever, I think orange oil will have more killing power than the cedar. That's all I'm saying. Either one is fine.
So both both are really safe to use, right?
Oh, sure. I think that the only thing with either one of them is the since they're oils, and especially the orange oil, if you used it too strongly, in other words, didn't dilute it enough with water, and you got it on a nice paint finish or varnish or something like that, it would hurt the finish. There's no question about it. And strong concentrations of either one of those oils, if you got it in your eyes or something like that, it's going to hurt. But neither one of them are toxic materials. They're just in concentrated form. You know, they can do some damage if they're mishandled.
So, I mean, if they breathe it or whatever, I mean, of course, naturally we're going to dilute it. I mean, you wouldn't want to use something like that straight naturally, but.
Right.
So how many ounces do you recommend per gallon of water?
Well, the orange oil, we use it about 2 ounces per gallon of water. The liquid cedar oil, do you have it available? Do you know where you're going to be able to get it if you use it?
Yes, I got a couple of sources where I can buy it by the gallons.
Well, I think that I would start there, and I haven't, you know, that product is not a common one that's on the market that we talk about and use all the time. But I would start with the same kind of a dilution, about 2 ounces of the concentration per gallon of water.
And that'd be effective like on bed bugs, et cetera?
They'll kill insects across the board at that rate. And at that rate, you can use it on plants. It won't burn the foliage. Now, when you're killing insects inside the house, you can go with a stronger concentration than that. You can go up to about double that, but don't let it hit
6 ounces per gallon.
Yeah, just don't let it hit any at that rate. Don't let it hit any of the interior plants or anything like that. And then once you go above that, you're starting to get to a concentration level to where if it was left on paint finishes, it's going to do some damage to the paint finish.
Okay, another thing. Would it be to my advantage to mix apple cider vinegar with that or no?
I don't think it will do much good at all. Probably just waste the apple cider vinegar. It's not going to help with the killing power of the material really at all. It might even dilute it a little bit. So I don't think there'd be any advantage.
Okay. And one more thing. I noticed that Harris Products, he's got what they call a natural organic bug killer spray. What is your opinion?
You said Harris products?
Yes.
What's I'm not familiar with it. I haven't used it myself.
Well, Harris has been around a long time for is making tablets and stuff for killing roaches, et cetera, and stuff like this.
What do they say is the active ingredient in it on the label?
I really haven't read it, tell you.
Okay, well, that's the way you go. There are chemical.
A little bit, and it said something about natural organic, so, but you know, you can read anything.
Sure. See what it is, and if you want to, you can take a picture and send it to us, but see what it says on there, and if it's something that we approve of, you know, it's fine, and if it's not, I'd go with try to get some other product.
Yeah, it does say insecticide rather than pesticide.
Okay, well, that really doesn't make any difference. And plus, one little trick that some of the chemical companies use is an old, out-of-date idea that it's okay to use pyrethrum, natural pyrethrum, or even synthetic pyrethroids, and they'll throw around natural and organic related to those products sometimes, and those aren't acceptable to us at all. We think they're very, very dangerous products.
Yeah, I understand.
So just see what the label says and let me know, and we can go from there.
Okay, we appreciate the information, okay?
Okay, thanks for calling, James.
You bet you.
And we got open lines for you at 866-444-3478. One of the things also that I'm working on right now with the website is beefing up the quality of the photographs. I was noticing when I was doing this newsletter on Oaks that I was looking at the entries, and in some cases the text needs to be updated, and I've written more text on a book that I wrote some time ago that never was published. It was going to be a book on trees for the entire country, and we're putting some of that information into the library of dirtdoctor.com. So the text information is improving and the photographs. I was noticing yesterday we were going back to the office that the big cambi oak that I have a picture of is a whole lot bigger now than the picture that I have on the website. It's really been growing a lot. Sometimes when you're around plants all the time, you don't notice until you've been away from them or you see pictures of what they looked like some time ago, how well they're doing. But that cambia and also the cambi oak, if you're interested in that plant, it'll grow in the south probably from zones anywhere from zone 9 up to zone 7 and maybe above that. It's one of the oaks that is a semi-evergreen to evergreen oak. But it's got a little bit of a flaw, not a fatal flaw, but it does have a flaw in it that's similar to a lot of the red oaks. And that is all of the red oaks, and we comment on this in the entries on these red oaks, and I need to beef it up. I've had a lot of experience with it through the years. And what it is that red oaks have a real strong tendency to crossbreed, maybe more so than any other genera, any other group of trees out there. They'll crossbreed with some red oaks or plants that are in the red oak group that won't grow in alkaline soils. They'll grow in acid soils very well. But when you have red oaks crossbreeding, and cambi will, I've learned the hard way. I had one in that we had planted in our own experimental gardens at the office that I thought was a beautiful little cambi and was going to be great, and it turned chlorotic as it can be. And what that means is that the plant has crossbred at some point with one of the red oaks like pin oak, P-I-N, pin oak, that has to grow in acid soils. It'll turn bright yellow growing in alkaline soils like we have in the a lot of Texas, and a lot of you listening to various places through the South have alkaline soils. Pin oak is an absolutely gorgeous tree and a wonderful tree, a terrific choice for people who have acid soils. It has a very distinctive upright growth, you know, a center leader, pointed top, kind of a Christmas tree shape. That's one of the ways of telling the problem plant. You can see them around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you drive around, I was looking somewhere yesterday. Where was I when I was looking at it? Oh, I was in Fort Worth. I had driven over to the botanical gardens to get pictures of the largest Mexican white oak, which is one I covered in the book. That's one of my favorite trees. The largest one in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is in the Fort Worth Botanical Gardens, kind of on the north side. You go into the entry and go to the right where all the native trees are. That's where this big champion Mexican white oak is, and it's also where these big English oaks are. But I was driving back to the event, and I was driving down the road that went beside the Kimball Art Museum, which is a fantastic place. Fort Worth has just some of the best museums in the country. But the brightest yellow red oaks you've ever seen are lining that street. And it shows you what the trap is that if you're not really careful and if you don't use a contractor that will stand behind their work big time, because those trees do not have the pin oak characteristics. They're not pointed top. They don't have the drooping bottom limbs. They don't, you know, don't have that Christmas tree shape. They have a candelabra shape, which is usually typical of the Schumard and the Texas red oaks and the ones that don't have the chlorosis problems in the alkaline soils. But these trees are not salvageable, probably. They're so yellow, they're already starting to brown on the edges of the leaves, and they're pretty big trees, and it's going to be a pretty expensive situation to replace those. People try to do it, and you can do it for a while. I've helped some people with situations where acid soils was something that was needed, And one contractor in downtown Dallas, I remember a long time ago, called me and asked me how they could get the soil more acid. And I said, well, it's pretty easy to do. I said, what's the pH? They said, well, it's 7.2. And I said, well, that's great. That's no problem at all for the trees that we would recommend anyway. That's a nice neutral situation. And they said that the specs had called for it to be a 7, and they had to get it down to a 7. I said, well, that's no problem. Just buy some 55-gallon barrels of vinegar and pour the vinegar in there. And I told them the rates, you know, fairly moderate rates. Do it a little at a time and get that pH changed. They ripped the pH down to about 5 by putting so much vinegar in there. And that works, but it's a temporary fix. I'll talk about it a little more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Finishing this talk about the vinegar and changing, using it to change pH in the soil. And, of course, those of you in acid soil areas, you would want to do just the opposite of this idea, soft rock phosphate and calcium products and lime and things like that. But for people in the south primarily that have the alkaline soils, yeah, you can take the pH down with the vinegar. You can use it, for example, we use it in the Garrett juice mixture at 2 ounces, well, at an ounce per gallon of spray. And at that rate, it functions as a mild fertilizer. It's loaded with trace minerals. It's a tonic. It helps the other ingredients in the mixture work. To monkey with the pH, you'd use the really mild way to go would be 2 ounces of vinegar per gallon. And then if you really wanted to make a pretty substantial change, I'd go up to about 4 to 6 ounces of vinegar per gallon of water. And for this, you can use any kind of vinegar. Garrett juice, we use apple cider vinegar and for watering plants and all that kind of thing. But for changing the pH, you can use the 10% vinegar make the proportions a little smaller, obviously, or even a stronger vinegar. But you probably shouldn't expect that pH to stay down there very long for a couple of reasons. One is that the overall chemistry of the soil is going to want to kind of go back to where it was. So you're going to have to test and keep an eye on it. And when it starts going back up, you just treat again with the vinegar mixed with water and drench it into the soil where you're trying to make this change. You could use the entire entire Garrett juice mixture and get some fertilizing benefit out of it while doing the work. But like I said, just the natural chemistry is going to want to come back to where it was, plus the fact the irrigation that you're using when you're in an alkaline soil area is going to be alkaline too. The water is. And so the water is going to be trying to push it back up all the time anyway. So with there are some people we've consulted with that are growers where we're actually injecting humates and vinegar and the entire apple juice mixture formula into the irrigation. It's going out in a diluted form, not as strong as we would spray it two or three times a year, but in a little diluted form, and people are having just getting tremendous results out of that. We had somebody call in and say they couldn't hoe for whatever reason and said that they're running into an orange oil shortage out there. We run into that from time to time. There was one company in town that when that happened a couple of years ago, they started selling grapefruit citrus oil instead of the orange oil, which I really didn't have a problem with. I think any kind of citrus oil is fine. In that case, they were still calling it orange oil, and that was a little bit misleading to people. But any kind of citrus, and in some of my early books, I didn't use the term orange oil that much. I used citrus, and you'll see it if you look at the entries in DirtDoctor.com or in some of my past, some of my earlier books, I'll use the term citrus oil. So any kind of citrus, lemon, lime, orange, grapefruit, whatever can be used. But the orange oil, we kind of changed over to using that term because it was the easiest to find out there most years. When there's a freeze or something happens to the crop so that, you know, production is way down, the orange oil and all is going into food products first, and then I guess these people that sell it for horticulture and agriculture reasons get it on down the line. So we may have a shortage out there right now. If you do, the alternatives would be to get one of these essential oil products, and there's a bunch of them out there. The one that has kind of national distribution is EcoSmart. It's the one that's probably the easiest for you to find, but there's a lot of others, other brand names out there that have essential oil products. The BioSafe company, probably almost as easy to find out there. It has some essential oils. A lot of other companies do. And so that's your substitute if you can't find orange oil, is to use one of the essential oils. Just look at the active ingredients on the label, and you can probably find something that'll work for you in any of the feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, or hardware stores. And one thing that happened I'll tell you, I had a little experience with treating poison ivy. I'll make a note to talk to you about that in the second hour. And bring an update on a couple of other things. We'll talk about the stem cell work, a little bit more detail, what's going on with my therapy and Judy's, and where you can get a free consultation if you're interested in that. If you've had some problem with your back or joints or knees like I did, or any other thing that's been bothering you a whole lot, if you want to find out more information about it, we'll talk about that. If you want to call me and be on the show, it's 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. That's where you sign up for the free newsletter and get information about joining the Organic Club of America, which is the membership area of dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.